Okay, it's 6 o'clock. Happy New Year. Thanks for coming. This is our organizational meeting, and to open, we are going to swear in two new board members. One is serving his first term, and another is serving her second term. Over to you, Molly.
Should we stand?
They got to stand.
You two do.
I'm going to take pictures.
All at the same time, or?
I think we'll do it individually.
I don't know. Are you catching me? Am I talking loud enough?
Yes.
Okay. Please answer, I do. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio?
I do.
And that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as members of the Board of Education of the Chippewa Local School District, Wayne County, Ohio, to the best of your ability?
I do.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified? Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio?
I do.
And that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Chippewa Local School District of Wayne County, Ohio, to the best of your ability?
I do.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified?
I do. Thank you.
If you could both sign these documents. Thank you.
Congratulations. Would you guys like any pictures with your family right now or wait till the end?
Well, I'm fine to wait. Thank you.
Okay. We'll call the meeting to order. Please stand for a Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need to get this right.
Okay, thank you. Molly?
Taking roll call, Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Ms. Rohr.
Here.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Here.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present. Okay, we'll move into for nominations for the president. I would like to start by nominating Bernadette Rohr. Do we have other nominations?
So, TJ, thank you. I'm honored, and I know that might seem like it's the normal succession, but I'd like to decline that nomination. I'd actually like to decline it and actually make another nomination. So we have a lot to accomplish as a board this year. I think we all kind of had our sights set on accomplishing some significant things. And I personally have given a lot of thought to this. And from the nomination I was thinking of making, I think we need a year where someone's in that role who has already served as a president. And so for this board, that would be Mrs. Fenn or Mr. DeAngelis. And so I think that would be the right choice in the nomination. And with all due respect to Mrs. Fenn, I think that I'm asking this board to support TJ for a second term. As many of you know, TJ experienced a significant personal life event last year. But he served this board very well. He did not step down. I think that deserves some recognition. And I think I personally would like to see TJ again be our president, where maybe he has a few more things and decisions in his control. So I know that was a long speech for just a nomination, but thank you, I'm honored. But I do not and cannot accept that nomination, but I would like to nominate TJ.
Well,
if you would accept another year.
If the board supports it, I would like to do that, so thank you. Are there any other nominations? Okay, motion to close nominations?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Here.
Ms. Finn.
Mr. DeAngelis?
No, we're just voting on the motion to close. Ms. Rohr.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
And now we'll take the votes for the board president. Finn.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Good.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Hershberger.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Rohr.
Mr. DeAngelis. Thank you.
DeAngelis.
Myself, DeAngelis. Thank you guys for that support. At this time, I'll take nominations for a vice president.
I would like to nominate Mrs. Finn. And if I could, of course, this is the only time I'm going to talk tonight. So I did serve as the vice president this last year. And I will tell you, I thought it was an honor to do that. But what I realize about this role is it's different than the role the president serves. There's a lot of times where you have to be spur of the moment, fill in for the president or act as the treasurer. And so it needs somebody that's very reliable, very agile, has a great, I think, personality when things get a little stressful. And just from my experience over the last 12 months, I really do feel that to serve the district as vice president, Mrs. Finn would serve that role well.
Thank you.
So I would like to nominate Mrs. Finn.
Okay, I have Ms. Finn. Any other nominations? Okay, I move to close. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ms. Finn.
Yes.
Ms. Rohr.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
So voting for the election of the board vice president, Rohr.
Mrs. Finn.
Hershberger.
Mrs. Finn.
DeAngelis.
Finn.
Good.
Finn.
And Finn.
Finn.
Okay.
Thank you.
I declare Ms. Finn as the vice president. We're going to move into the adoption of the agenda. Do you have a motion?
Here.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Rohr.
Here.
Finn.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Hershberger.
Yes.
Thank you. Moving to new business. This will be under one motion. I have approval to purchase 20,000 performance bond for the board president, superintendent, and treasurer. Authorization for the treasurer to request first, second, and third tax advance on all tax collections for 2020. I have an authorization for the treasurer to invest any active and interim monies in 2020 when taxes come in until needed. I have an authorization to establish a service fund for the board in the amount of $2 per ADM. I have an authorization of the treasurer to pay all bills within the limits of the appropriations resolution as bills are received and when merchandise has been received in good condition. I have a resolution to dispense with reading of the minutes with distribution of written minutes to the board members 5 days prior to the regular board meeting. Approval to use buses for extra and co-curricular activities. Approval for treasurer and superintendent to attend professional meetings as necessary with expenses reimbursed. Do I have a motion?
Here.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Questions or discussion? Molly?
Ms. Rohr?
Yes.
Ms. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, I move to go in executive session. Do I have a second?
Second.
The purpose is to purchase or sale of property for collective bargaining matters and to discuss matters to keep confidential. The time, 6:10. Let's do roll call first.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ms. Fenn.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Ms. Rohr.
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Yes.
Okay. We thank you for coming. We don't plan on voting when we return.
Would you please call
Okay, thanks. Meeting reconvened at 8:17. Molly, call roll.
Ms. Fenn.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Ms. Rohr.
Present.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Here.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Here. Okay, I move to adjourn. Do I got a second?
Second.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ms. Fenn.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yes.
Ms. Rohr.
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Yes.
Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.